All right, so let's get to today's daf. We're starting a little ways down on daf Pei Gimel, and we're at the line. Rav Chiya bar Abba, I'm Rav Yochanan. Rav Chiya bar Abba is the name. Rav Yochanan Shvuzu Tachanas Chachamim. This was an enactment from the rabbis. Why? Shemiyah to Omer Kain. If you don't say that it's a special enactment that you could swear yourself to freedom, basically to not have to pay. People aren't willing, won't be willing to be
move anything
for you. Like, it's like, can you move that thing? It's like, huh, I'm going to be responsible. It's not worth it. But if you could swear yourself out of it, so then people do each other favors. So basically, the rabbis sort of like bent the law because nobody's willing. Because the bottom line is, it's not so easy moving things, and they can look for every excuse to not. It's like, well, what if it breaks? You know. Then I'm going to be responsible because tripping is my responsibility. So that's what's going on. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. What exactly is the oath that he swears? What is he going to swear? What do you want him to swear? So Amar Rava, Shvush, Lubichavanishvartia. I swear that I didn't do it intentionally. It was an accident. That's all you have to swear. Vasir Abyudul Meimar, Shamachin Mishabin, Isisach Yishal. If he's a Shamachinam, then he just swears that it wasn't intentional, good enough for us. No se sochar, shomer sochar, he has to pay. Hai kidini, mai kidini. Also, Rav Lozal Meimer, in Gemar, Rav Meir, yes, the Gemar is like Rav Meir. Omiyot mi'aniyam yucholim zevazel yishava, but I'm shocked if they can each swear, meaning, bishlam echad, shomer chinam, mishtaba, shalat pasha. I get that the kind of shvua that a shomer chinam can say, that a shalat pasha, but that it wasn't negligent, and, you know, like it wasn't being frivolous or, you know, not being careful. What's the purpose of his oath? Even if it was not the threshold of that qualifies as negligence, he should still have to pay. And even a shamachinam, if it's on an incline, I get where that he has an excuse why he fell down. Even shlo pasha, how could he swear that it wasn't negligent? Tripping is negligence. And even if there is a incline, nami hatena chechad like a riot, that's makes sense if there's nobody who saw it. Chechad ika riot, but if there's people who saw it, it's riot yiftar. You should have to prove it with witnesses. Meaning swearing is only when there's nobody else who saw what happened. But if anybody saw what happened, then that's the only way to get off. The Tanya Svenu, the Omer, Ein Roash, was Hashem Tia B'Shem. Pasuk says, there was nobody who saw, then there's an oath. What does that teach you? How Yeshua, if there's the people who saw, you have witnesses, you have Yerai V'Yiftar. So now we have a few stories along these lines. No, it's not that kind of story. How Gavra? So there was a fellow, Dehavaka Mavir Chavita Dechara Beristika. And he was moving a big barrel of wine. Okay, so in the it's on the wide open area
square,
and what happened, the town square, so there's plenty of space where he's moving it, and I don't know if you ever noticed, sometimes they have, if you go near the side, they have like sticking out of some houses, there's like a stick that goes into the street, you know, like a ziz. We talked about it. It's like a lip or whatever that goes out into the street. Anyway, bottom line is, it bumped into it. So also, come in the Rava, it's a public square. There's a lot of people there. So there's a lot of... Zil, I see, right? Go get witnesses. Viftar, that you didn't see, you know, like when you're carrying a barrel, you can't really see if there's something that's sticking out into the street. And that would be, and then you'll be potter.
You'd be off the hook.
But you'd be off the hook only with the witnesses. And you're in a place where there's definitely witnesses. You just have to find them. Okay. Amrle Rav Yosef Brei. So Rav Yosef, the son of Rav. This is Rava talking, right? So, Rav Yosef, the son of Rava, said, "Kiman Kisi, you're going like Kisi." I'm like, "Yeah, Kisi, yes, like Kisi said." V'svir lam kavasi, and that's how we hold. We paskin like Kisi. Okay, so next story. How kavri? There's a fellow. Tamar lel kavri. Zil zovenli arba meidani tchamra. I want you to go purchase for me 400 barrels of wine. Okay, gave him a credit card, go buy 400 barrels of wine. Beautiful. So he went and bought 400 barrels of wine. The self asked to come in, then he came back. I did buy it. And they turned to vinegar. So you got 400 barrels of vinegar now. Not very good. Also, coming to Rabbah, so the case came before Rabbah. Amrlei, Arba Meyadani Chama, 400 barrels of wine, tekifi, that turned sour to vinegar, Kala Isla Lemilze. That's something that's going to make the news. People would know about something that big of a deal. Okay, Zil Isi Raya, the Meyakar Kimzabnislu, Chama Ma'al Yahava, Vifter. First, go bring proof that when you bought it, you bought wine, what was good wine. And okay, maybe there was a phenomenon going on that everything's turning to vinegar, but the bottom line, but if you have to, then you'll be butter. But otherwise, you can't just say that they all turn sour. That's like one, two, but like all 400, it's going to hit the news. It's going to be public knowledge. It's going to be something like that. It's too big of a deal.
How can people testify that it was good wine? I mean, unless they taste it.
Right.
You know? So, you mean that?
Whatever. So
you got to taste it for one 400 barrels.
What? I mean, the bill that tasted might be a good bill.
He bought wine that was bad, or that was at the end of his.
He bought wine on the go that was going.
So he's negligent then.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Unless you can prove that it was good wine, something like this doesn't just happen. That's what he's saying. And you need proof. You need witnesses. That's all. That's what he's saying.
Otherwise, the purchaser is liable.
Right. Exactly. So I'm Amalei Rav Yosef Bray. Come on, Kisa. You going like Kisa? I'm Amalei in Kisa. Yes, I am going like Kisa. It's real. That's a psak halacha. If it's possible to have witnesses, then that is what you need to bring.
It was on sale.
Okay. Ask in Rav Chia Bar Yosef B'Sikra. So Rav Chia Bar Yosef established in Sikra Hani Didaru Be'Agra Be'Itver. Anybody who was schlepping, you know, they were professional schleppers. That's what they did, porters. We're in the Gemara here. So he established that those who carry Be'Agra, that's like they have like the big stick on their back, you know, and they pick up the two loads on either side. Ve'itvar, and it broke. So Nishal and Palka, he established that the payment is half. Because you know what? In my time, huh? Nafish lechad, vizutu l'trei. It's a little too much for one to carry. It's a little heavy for two. And it's too little for, it's too big for one and too little for two. So karv l'onis v'kar l'pshia. So it's like both close to onus and close to pshia. So therefore, split it down the middle. You're halfway responsible. B'digla, but if you took a digla, now digla really is a different kind of thing. It's like a split, a stick that has a split in the middle, and it's, I think it's run front and back, whatever, front and back, and you're holding it on both of your shoulders, and that's a much bigger weight. Really, that's meant for two people to carry. Okay, so mishalem kul, then you pay all of it, because that, it was, you know, he took more, he swallowed more than he can chew, okay, or chewed more, whatever. He bit off more than he can chew. Okay. Mm-hmm. So therefore, he's fully responsible. Rabbi Bar Chanan, Tavro lo anush koloi chavit et chama. So here's a great story. Okay, Rabbi Chanan, these guys broke his barrel of wine. Shakal aglimayo. So he took their jackets. Asar amalul Rav. So they told Rav, you know, Rabbi Bar Chanan, took our jackets. Amrlei, how lukli my, give them back their coats. Amrlei, dinach, is that the law? Amrlei, yes, it is the law. Why? L'matelech b'derech tovim. So that you should go in the way of the good. And bottom line is these people need their coats, okay? Now, yav lukli my, so gave them their coats. Amrlei, aniyana, so they told Rav, they knew that he was medible, you know, he's helping them. And look, we're really poor people, but Tarchinon Kulyom, and we worked all day for this guy. So it broke in the end. But Kafin, now we're starving because we have no food. I understand we broke his barrel and he's upset. But the bottom line is, we worked all day for the guy, we have nothing to eat now. But Kafin, we're starving. But less than me, we have zero. Amalei. So he told Rabbi Barchanan, Zil Havakra, pay for them what you're paying them. Amalei, Dinach, is that the law? Amalei, in. because the ways of the tzaddik, you should be careful. Yeah, yeah, bottom line is, so not only, you know, like, so it's a little tough luck on Rabbi Ben Chana.
The Dal also got revoked. How does it work?
He's telling him to go lifnim mishuras hadin over here. Yeah. It's not. He's telling
him. The din, he says that the din. It shouldn't be the din. The Raisa shouldn't be the din.
Yeah, but for you, Rabbi Bar Chanan, you want to do lifnim mishuras hadin.
Depends on who he is.
He was going on Rabbi Bar Chanan. He's like, yeah, that's your din.
You want to be special, you treat it special.
Okay. Above the letter of the law, right? That's the idea.
Mm-hmm.
But he says din. I know. Well, he was looking to do din, and he's saying, but your din is lifnim mishuras hadin. Anyway, that's the idea. Do the right thing. Hajar Allah Hasar Chaz Omnin. Na 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 na. Okay, nu perek hasarchas apalim. Somebody hires workers. Vamalem laashkim laharif, and he says, I want you to get early. First thing in the morning, sunrise, you're at the fields, Ularif, and I want you to stay out till dark. Makim shenagish lalashkim lalarif. If you're in a country or a place, city, where the custom is, you know, people show up to work 10 o'clock, whatever, you know, after a good breakfast, b'shul lalarif, and then at 5 o'clock, you know, end of story, like whatever, you know.
Yes,
right. Right. So Shulal Arif, Ein Rishal Chofen. You cannot force them to work beyond the minagair, the way the system, the city works. Makim Shanogav Liyosun. If the custom is to pay for lunch, Yosun, you do that. Lesapik b'Mesika, to give a little something. Mesika, lesapik b'Mesika means giving them a little. No, we're talking about the food of the for the day. You're providing some sort. Sometimes the custom is to provide a proper lunch, and sometimes the custom is you give a little snack. That's all. Nothing, you know. The sapik b'mesika, something basic. So it's sapik. So that's what you should do. Hakol k'vinag medina, everything according to the custom of where you live. There's a custom. Okay. Now, ma'isa b'Rabbi Yochanan ben Matthatyahu. This story we had earlier.
These workers are Jews.
Not necessarily. He told his son, "Save schar lanu pilum. We need workers. Go hire some workers." He said, "Okay." And we're covering for the meal. Okay. Moshe ba itzlavu and gave to his father. I'm low bini. Even if you make the Shlomo HaMelech's top meal of the day, okay, meaning in Shlomo HaMelech's time. He had, you know, when in his there was a period of time when Shlomo was no longer king, and then he didn't eat so well. But when he was on the top of his game, the meal was impressive. Even if you serve such a meal, lo yatzasi dechavascha, you did not fulfill your obligation in mind. Shem bnei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, and they're the children of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. They deserve better. So Ella, because they were Jewish, right? Ella actually eskil b'malacha before. They start the work. Say exactly what's on the menu, and they should not expect something more than that. Otherwise, you're leading them on. Okay. So what is it? Pasvik kidneys. So if you want to know what that is, pita and hummus, basically, right? Kidneys is beans, some type of beans, whatever. A falafel sandwich. That's it. Don't look for more than that. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. You don't have to say that. That's not true. When you say mizonos, it means the mizonos that is the custom over here, and that's what they only serve these guys is a little bit of pita and chumos. That's what you got. Okay, moving on to the gemar pshita. First of all, you hired workers. You want to come early, stay late, and you can't force them to come early, stay late if that's not the minhag medina. Shkayach, of course not. You pay extra. You say, I know the going rate is, I don't know, $100 a day. I'm paying you $150, but I want you to come early and stay late. You cannot force them to do that. Why do you think I'm paying you $150 for the more than the normal wage? You'll come extra early and you'll stay full day. Because this way we get the job done faster. Kamash Malon, that's what I come to tell you, Damrlay. I did fast alone, I died to Davdin alone, Avita Shapir. No, the reason why you paid us extra is not to work faster, but to do more quality work. That's the reason. Okay. So, Amr Rish Lakish, we have Rish Lakish says, Ha'apos b'kinisaso mishalom. When a worker comes back to town, entering the city, this is the fields were outside the city. He's working in the fields. So b'kinisaso mishalom, it's on his time. Meaning he has to give up from his time to be by the Baal Bayis, to stay with them till dark, and then come home. B'tiyaso, when he goes out, mishal Baal Bayis, that's on the Baal Bayis, Baal Bayis' cheshbon. When you're going out in the morning to work, you don't have to go too early, only with, sunrise, basically. Okay? How so? Shenemar tizach HaShemesh yasefon. The sun shines, yasefon, they're gathered. Ve'al ma'oneh some yirbatzon, they go to work. Yatza adam lepalo, and that's when the man goes to work. Olav adosa adi arav, and he stays at work, adi arav till evening. So the Gemara says, so basically we're telling you that morning doesn't start till sunrise. Sunrise, that's the earliest. And the evening is, till dark, basically. So why is this the halacha based on the pasuk? Why don't you go see what the minhaga year? I thought that's how it works. What's the minhaga year? So Be'ir's Chadasha, it's a startup city. We just moved there. There's no established customs. It's a new city, okay? So V'nechzi Mehecha Gasu. So why don't we look at where people came from? The answer is B'nekutai. There's nobody. It's a melting pot. Everyone's coming from different places. So you don't have established a minute because everyone's coming from all over. Ibai Seima, alternatively, Damerluhu, he told them that Grisuli B'kipol Dairaisa, that the arrangement was, I want to be hired as the worker of the Torah. What the Torah dictates is what a Baal should do. Those are the hours that we're agreeing upon. And that is the sunrise. You start at work at sunrise and you end at the end of the day. By the way, the minyan that we daven early, that sometimes there's a minyan that's after Nates, but it's before sunrise. It's finished well before sunrise. We do that part of the year. So there's an expression in the Gemara, what it's called. It's called the Minyan Po'alim. It's for the day laborers, because they're allowed to pray extra early because they start work at sunrise. So they can't be dilly-dallying and davening. They daven extra early.
So they have to come before Nets.
That's why they come before Nets. They finish before Nets. Right. They do after Amud HaShachar and they're finished davening. And then it's because that's what a Paul does. That's a Paul's hours. That's why. What? Earliest from dawn. Yeah, that's all. That's what the earliest is. Dawn. Dawn is 72 minutes before sunrise. Okay.
72 minutes
before sunrise.
That's related to 70 minutes. It's very important.
Yeah, it's connected. Very much. Oh, 72? That I don't know. All right, let's go. Let's go. Okay. Ibai Seima. Alternatively, that's what he says. Darish Rabbi Zeir. Rabbi Zeir said a drasha. Ramila Tani Rav Yosef. Others have it as Rav Yosef learned. Mai v'chsev toshes choshech v'ilayla. It was dark and it's night. Bo sirmos kol chayso yor. And that's when all the wild animals go wild. What does that mean? Toshes choshech v'ilayla. What does that mean? It's dark and it's night. Zeh olam hazeh. This is talking about the world that we live in here. This world, Shadama Lalila, it's compared to darkness. And what goes on in the darkness of this world? There's all kinds of wild animals. What is that wild animal? Say, Rasham. Shabbat, the reason of the Rasham of the world, Shadamim Lakaya. They're like wild animals. Shabiyar, that's in the forest. Meaning, they get away with whatever they want in this world. The world seems like it's dark. The wild animals are in the forest. They can attack. They can do whatever they want. And they seem to get away with it. When the sun shines, they'll be gathered in. What does that mean? The sun will shine yet for the righteous. And the Rishon are then in the world to come, when at the end of times, so that's when the Rishon are going to be gathered up to go to Gehenna, to be punished. What does that mean? And then the righteous are going to go to their special place. Every tzaddik will have a dwelling place according to his honor. Yatza Adam Lepalo. What does that mean? A man goes out to his work. Yatza Tadikim Lekabaschorim. They're going to go receive the reward. Okay. V'la'avodaso Adi Arev. What does that mean? B'mishe Hishlam Avodaso Adi Arev. Somebody who finished his job until evening. Okay, so bottom line is, so that's what this alternative explanation of what these psukim are talking about. It's the contrast between this world and the world to come. In this world, the Rishayim seem to have free reign. They can do whatever they want. But there will be a time when the sun will shine and they're going to get theirs. And that's the idea.
That's Mashiach?
That's right. Correct. Yeah. Now, Rebbe Lozer, we have here an amazing story. Okay, this is a real story. Okay, Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon, Ashkechlu Paraguna. He met up with a policeman. Police officer, the Kotavis Khan, his job was to catch the crooks. Amrle, Hechi Achlas Lahu. How are you able to catch the crooks? Lavkech Yusim Asili, they're compared to wild animals. To catch the crooks, they're wild animals. They said, Boy Sirma is called Chaisayar. Ikadamri, Midei Kra, Kamrle. From the other pasuk he's quoting. Yera be Mister Karia, like a lion, they're hiding. So bottom line is, you can't catch these crooks; they're too clever for you. Maybe the people you're taking are really righteous, and the Rishayim are getting away with murder. Okay, so Amar Lei, Umay Avit, what do you want from my life? I'm trying my best to be a good policeman. Harmona de Malkahu, the king said I gotta be. I got to catch the thief, so I'm trying my best to catch whoever I think is a thief.
I'm doing the best I can.
Amar ta akmach, let me teach you. Hechid habidu, let me catch you. Teach you a thing or two how to catch the crooks. Okay, here's the story. Oba arba shalachanus. Go like 11 o'clock, the 4 hours in the day. That's like late morning. What? To the bar. Okay. Kichaz is finished the kashasi chamra. You see a guy drinking wine. V'kanaket kasev yadei v'kamenam them, and he holds the cup in his hands. He's having his cup of beer, and his head is like dropping off. He's tired at 11 in the morning. Now, why is this man tired at 11 in the morning? So shalal ilu yai. Find out what does this guy do? It's a merbanu. Maybe he's a rabbinical scholar. V'nayim, and he's tired. Why the aktum akadum girsa? The rabbinical students, they wake up real early in the morning to learn, and by 11 o'clock they're ready, you know, dozing off. Okay, so that's one possibility. Okay, ipolu. Let's say he's a poel, right? So poel also kadum ka'avir avite. They also have to get up real early in the morning, and they're also tired by now. Okay, so kadum ka'avir avite. Or it's somebody who has a night job. So night job guys, they're also, they up all night. So that makes sense. This guy had a... So,
a night job.
Okay. Yeah, he had a night job. So that happens also, which is... they give examples of the what type of job they have. Basically, there's certain jobs that don't make a lot of noise. So then, So if it's a night job, so then Redudi Radid, there would have been some sort of indication that that's what he was doing at night. But if it's not any of those, Ganvahu, then he's obviously a crook. And Vitavse, that's the guy you catch. Okay. Istamu Milsevi Malka, the king heard about this because all of a sudden he was getting really successful in catching the crooks. You're the one who is the guy who knows how to catch the crooks. Guess what? You're the chief of police. So the next thing you know, Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon is now the chief of police.
Sheriff.
So, he was catching crooks left and right. And obviously, clever, as smart as Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon was, he was catching all the crooks. So Reb Shimon Karcha was upset about him doing this job. Your father's Reb Shimon Reichai. You're the son, and you're like the vinegar, the son of wine. Why? You're taking Jewish crooks, and you're giving them, what do they do with the crooks? They don't treat them like according to our laws. They put them to death. So why are you doing that? I'm getting rid of the thorns from the vineyard. These are bad people. The thorns from the vineyard. You pull out the thorns. So yeah, I'm killing them, but they're thorns. We need them out anyway.
It's Kiddush Hashem.
Yeah, but he's saying they're Jews. Shalach lei yavo bala kerem yechalas kutzav. It's not your job to get rid of the thorns. Let the owner of the vineyard get rid of the thorns himself. Why are you being the God to go ahead and get rid of the thorns? Okay. Yom echad, pogabei ukovis. There was a launderer that met up with Reb Lozer Reb Shimon. Apparently, he also didn't like that he was chief of police. Kari yechoymetz benyayin, and he called him the vinegar of the son of wine. Now, that was, it's one thing when Reb Shimon Karcha says that to him, you know, it's a peer. He meant it to give musa. That's one thing. But when a laundry man says it, he was upset about that. Okay, so I'm a midchatz of kuli hai. Somebody that's chutzpahdik who talks to a rabbi like that, he's obviously shema mina rishio. He's clearly a rasha. Amelu tafsu, catch the guy, put him in jail. Tafsu. Okay, so he went to jail. The boss of Dinach Taiti, after he felt bad, after he calmed down, he says, okay, I feel bad. Also, Basrei Lefruki, so he says, now I'm going to take him out of jail. Like, I just want him to, like, you know, shake him up a little bit. So he was in charge, he was the chief of police. He says, grab him to go to jail. And he was grabbed and put him in jail. After he calmed down, Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, he went to redeem him. But Lamati couldn't, they didn't let him redeem him. It was like, sorry, no, he's in jail. No, we're not going to let him go. Gotta watch your mouth. Now I can't get him out of jail. In the end, Zokfu, they ended up inking this laundry man. Come to Zikiva, and he was so distraught, this Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, that he sat underneath the hanging. The Kabachin was crying. He's like, this guy's hanging because of me. And what did he do? I mean, what did he do? He just called me names. Why am I
saying? Was the guy Hashem? I mean, was he guilty?
Well, listen carefully. He was crying. You have to wait till the story ends, okay?
Patience.
Okay, patience, right. But Kabach, he was crying underneath me. He felt terrible that he was hung on his account. Amrle, they told him, Rabbi, our master, Al Yer Benecha, do not feel bad about what happened to this guy. Shehu, no, him and his son. Let me tell you how bad this guy actually was. Balu Naira Marasa, there was a maiden who was betrothed, okay? Mm-hmm. And they had relations with her, obviously not they weren't her husband, and she was betrothed, which is extra bad. B'yom HaKippur, on Yom Kippur, okay? And yeah, so basically, this guy got what he deserved, okay? He really was a very bad person. Anyway, so Rabbi Lozer Reb Shimon, as we will find out, was a very, very big person, physically big. He put his hands on his stomach. Amar sisu b'nei me'ai sisu. My stomach should be rejoicing. Omas ve'kish alchem. Something that was only a doubt. Kach, he was really on the money. The guy deserved it. V'adosh alchem alachas kamakam. Sure, the ones who you're convinced are really bad, they really are bad. Muftach ani b'chem. I can say about my fat, she'in rima v'toleh sholetas b'chem. That when I die, no worm's going to eat you, because he wasn't sure, so he wanted to know if it's true that he's not going to suffer from that, you know, from the body decomposing. So what did he do? Ashkiu Osama Deshinta, it gave him some sleeping, put him to sleep, basically. Vailu Lubesa Deshisha, put him in a house of marble. The Karu Lekrese, they cut open his belly. Took out rings of fat. Okay, they did liposuction, right? They put it in the sun, bitamas, in the summer. It didn't spoil. It stayed fresh. So Gemara says, fat doesn't really spoil. Fat is like a preservative. It doesn't really spoil. You're right. But the flesh part that's mixed in, that does. And there's always a little bit of flesh with the fat. And that's masriach. And it didn't It never, it indeed did not rot. That's what Tavra Melech said, even my flesh will live forever. We'll get to his story. We'll say that one for tomorrow, but that's it. All right, we'll start.